I'm now going to ask that the spokesperson from each of the six groups come forward to the lectern and share with us what, if, and I know this is difficult, 15 minutes of sharing, but articulate, if you would, for us some of the things that were discussed and brought up in your group. And that's going to serve as the prayers of the people today. And we will go into Eucharistic celebration right after that. So can I get somebody from the pink group? Mr. Inwall, thank you.
What is it that Alex always says? Maybe words in my mouth. we worship a Lord with a real sense of humor. Put me up here for this. Our group, nobody had a, we didn't really have a structure, so we ended up, we tried to take the three questions that Alex gave us on the email and apply them to the strategic planning and thinking questions that are in the brochure. So I'm going to talk about that. Vision for church planning. I think pretty much the consensus of our group was that we were already doing a lot of that. We just sort of catch as catch can. We've helped High Springs, for example. We've helped. We've reached out to Keystone. We've gotten, I guess Jeannie came from Lake City or Columbia County because there's no place there. So we're already doing that. And so we've heard God's call in that area and that, we are doing that. Where do we tempt to go astray? I think in terms of that particular question, and forgive my group if I don't get this right, but we don't have a plan for it, and we don't, it is catch and catch can, and that's where we tend to go astray, and then we sort of begin to worry about more about us and not so much about them, and so we don't really focus on them, so that's where we go astray. And how's the Lord calling us to serve Him in years to come? We think that that is something that He is calling us to do, and that we already are doing it, and we seem to be doing a pretty good job without any organization. Think how much better we'd do if we actually thought about it. And so then the next one was probably a little more harder to grapple with. Exploring Vineyard about buildings and so forth, and where have you observed servants' faithfulness to God's calling? And I think the great majority of our group was more interested in building relationships and building spiritual bonds with the community rather than concentrating on a physical plant. And then there were some miscreants, myself and Janet, who probably represented the minority, who thought that we should at least develop a plan for where we're going to be in 5 years and what do we need in 5 years in terms of physical location, and are we in the right place for that? And if we are, then how can we make it more suitable to our needs? For example, kneeling. How do you kneel in a concrete slab church? Well, that's a good question. Anyway, and then where do we tempted to go astray? And I think Rick made a really good point, is that we do tend to go astray when we start thinking about this stuff, about building stuff somewhere, and we all end up focusing on that, and we really end up being distracted from our real mission, which is to serve Christ and to serve the spiritual needs of our congregation and also of the rest of the world. And buildings aren't the answer to that. And so that's where we tend to go astray. And that's naturally in my Absalom way. I flipped that on him and said, we also tend to go astray when we don't provide enough structure for those of us who need structure. Poor Rick, he got it. And how's the Lord calling us to serve Him in years to come? I think we sort of hurried up and resolved it by saying maybe the vestry would think about, coming up with a committee that's focus is to think about our physical plant needs and where do we need to be in 5 years. And that's when Alex called us back together. So did I. Anybody want to add anything from the group? Nope. Okay. Peace be with you.
Let's hear from the orange group.
Pete, were you listening in on our conversation? I think a lot of the similar themes kind of emerged as we looked at the three questions that we were given. And before I get into some of those responses, there was an observation made, and I know, Alex, you said that the vision, or the mission, rather, is a work in progress and does have some, you're looking for some input and maybe some wordsmithing, but there was a missing element that was pointed out in our group. The previous statement included equipping us, equipping the church, and it was felt like maybe that needs to be in this one as well. Because if we're going out without purposefully being equipped to do the work that we need to do, it might be a missing element in a statement like this. So that piece of feedback. Where have you observed servants' faithfulness to God's calling? In a lot of different ways. The Michael Green Conference was felt like that was a demonstration of our faithfulness. The support that we have for missions, the spiritual gifts discernment effort that's happening right now. And then just in our 2 years living as a kind of a displaced church, you know, a group that just pulls its roots out of the ground, leaves its building, and comes here and meets in little rooms and then meets in slightly bigger rooms that are odd-shaped and oddly painted, and then meets in another room. It didn't matter. As a matter of fact, it probably had the opposite effect. It brought the strength out that is contained within the people in this congregation. So the faithfulness, I think, has been demonstrated in at least those ways and probably numerous others that we weren't even able to kind of get to. And I offer any of our group who, if I'm missing an important point, because this was kind of quick, just jump right up and add it. Where are we tempted to go astray as a congregation? And interestingly, I think this group, at least the group that sat down that live in the Orange Zone, have a very strong heart for what we are doing globally. Our connection with Kenya, the relationships we've been able to create as a result of being kind of freed from the previous structure are very fulfilling to people. And where can we go astray? If the creation of another Anglican structure supersedes what we have now in our relationships globally, that would be a possible opportunity for us to go astray. And we feel that strongly about what we're doing. And how we are conducting our relationships. We go astray perhaps by not providing enough structure, by being so heavily relationship-oriented, kind of what Pete was pointing out. The idea of a physical plant and a facility for us that would have to be created at some point, or it wasn't that important. And I think some of the conversation that we've had with Vineyard that was shared 2 weeks ago or last week, and the idea of having this facility be more than a single entity's facility, or maybe a way that this facility can attract and bring and give a place for others, as well as us as servants in Vineyard. Just, I think that idea kind of took hold with this group. Now, how is the Lord calling us to serve Him in years to come? And again, that one got 30 seconds worth of deliberation. But I think it was also very well expressed that we need to stay open to hearing Him, and that's why our ability to have that relationship base, to have to be light on structure, to be light on program, where that that balance has got to be reached. You don't want to be without structure or without program, but the ability to be a bit lighter on that just gives us the possibility to remain open and hear what He's saying.
The question that you asked us, Father Alex, is where are we faithful? Our group feels like we have a great relationship among ourselves as a congregation. We are family-like in our consideration of each other. We are compassionate toward each other. We are faithful in our attendance. We are diverse in that we are a multi-generational group. We have a wonderful lay leadership and commitment by them, and we are blessed by the many gifts of our congregation. The temptations from us. Sometimes we try to do too much, and maybe we need a little bit more focus. We also understand that each one of us is a human being. We all have our limitations and our commitments outside. We may mean well, but sometimes we lack a full understanding. And we need to be open to God's will in our international and national relationships. Where are we going? We need to gain more knowledge of the wider Anglican movement and our involvement. We need to know more about our skills to benefit God's will. We need to be planting churches in our area. We are word and sacrament centered. We are trying to reach people for Christ. We need to continue our relationship with Kenya, and we need to be better stewards of our mission funding. Did I miss anything? Thank you.
We're the South Group. I'm from the farthest south, but I'm not going to try to imitate a
farther south accent.
Our group met back over there. Where are we faithful? It was interesting listening to people and to see their passions and callings coming out and what they wanted to talk about in the small groups. But Sandra Mixon, of course, brought our attention to missions, our faithfulness to our mission partnerships, and also to our unity. At the two-year mark, we haven't had an awful lot of conflict. We came through a pretty tough time, but we stayed together, unified, and committed to each other as a faith community. We've been faithful to our Anglican tradition in that we didn't just give up on the whole thing and become a congregation that dresses up on Sunday but otherwise just operates as a congregational church. We kept our traditions, our tie to the episcopacy, and so on. Faithfulness in prayer. This is a community where needs are made known, that prayers are offered faithfully, and then support for the leadership of the church. In terms of the current temptations at this two-year mark, is to look at ourselves as having survived, and then now we need a break. Now we need to rest and take it easy for a while instead of continuing on with the energy and the excitement that we have in the community. And then the temptation, especially with the crisis we came out of, is to define ourselves by what we're not instead of defining ourselves by what we are, setting ourselves in opposition to things as our core identity rather than I'm not even preaching and the beautiful music breaks out. It just happens to me. But that issue is important, okay, that we don't just take as our identity who we're not and who we're opposed to, but who we are. And then a care in using wisdom in carrying whatever baggage we are carrying out of our Episcopal background. There's a lot of good stuff there. There's a lot of bad stuff. And to keep wisdom into what kind of baggage we want to bring with us, to define and not to transport just things from our past that may not be helpful to us. Debbie mentioned the importance of not being so involved in doing that we forget to listen, not to be caught up in our busyness. I think a strong feeling came out of our group that we don't need to have a building just to have a building, but that we let ourselves develop into whatever community we're going to be and then have our building reflect that, not have our community shaped by our physical circumstances. But at some point, should we have a building, that it comes out of our experience as a faith community. And then the call for the future, three things, just wrap this up. One was a need to really develop community relationships. And everybody, I think, says that, but how do we do that? And Sandra again mentioned the opportunity to connect to ministries that we do support and that many of us are involved in, but that as a congregation we know very little about, Catholic Workers House and so on, to bring in people to get some connections to the community. And then the importance of setting goals is stressed, but then to determine how to reach the goals, not to sit rest after we've set our goals, but to figure out and put the work into developing how we reach those goals. And then an openness to whatever new structure develops in the Anglican Communion, whatever kind of new province to be open and flexible and to accept whatever those who have authority over us establish for us. And then at the end, Donald Jennings, because we got finished a little bit early, Donald Jennings suggested of our, what's that work out to, five objectives, that objective B, encouraging lay ministry initiatives, is really the foundation for just about everything else on the list, and that if we needed to prioritize those objectives, and that would be our priority. Thanks.
The red group.
In areas that we were faithful, we really felt like we have been faithful to our tradition and to the Anglican Communion and the North Florida Alliance and our history and things like that. We've also been very faithful in the tithing and contributions through our, Jody said that Jake mentioned, how do you handle this when so many people are leaving and new people come in and there's always a fluctuation. You have this faithfulness with his paycheck. And I think that that has shown quite well in our contributions, that there is faithfulness in that. Also, we've been very faithful to our missions, and we are global, and we're in the United States. We're all over, and we felt very good about that. Where we're tempted is we try to do too much and maybe too soon, because we are all over, and we have a lot of talented people, and they want to do a variety of different things, and we try and do them all. And we are tempted also in the physical space. You know, are we going to get a physical plant? And the same concerns that everyone else expressed. And then where do we see ourselves? And our number one thing was to train, to equip our members, because we're transitory. New people come in and they get trained up and they get into working in the projects or the missions or whatever we have. And then eventually a lot of them might move out of town, being a university town. That's the nature of it. And so there's a constant turnover. There's always that core, but there's a constant turnover. So there's a constant need to retrain and to bring people up in their callings. And then to equip the members, this goes along with it, to equip the members to work in their center of influence or circle of influence or whatever you want to call it, because that's where a lot of our activities are taking place. So if we can use servants as a training ground. And then we felt it was important for our church to be involved in the formation of the new American Anglican Church, to keep it scripture-based, because we're strong in that, and we think we can bring our strength to that also. And that's what we came up with.
And the lime green group. And the blue group.
Yeah, Emily and I went with the lime green. So one of the other things that, and this is actually not something we talked about, but something that I wrote down when we were talking about the mission statement, but I wanted to say really quick that I felt like should be part of it, was also, we've been talking so much about relationships, but that word doesn't appear in the statement that you had crafted. So as we're looking at adding whatever it was, I can't even remember what Pete said now, adding to that, but also, yeah, the equipping, also the relationships to that. Where we've been faithful, first of all, I just think it's interesting all the different perspectives the different groups have brought and the things that they thought were important. And I think everything's kind of been covered. We agreed that financially we've been faithful, perseverance, relationships being big, and the fact that it really does feel like even though there are two different services and a lot of people don't see each other every Sunday, but there is a feeling of one community, not five communities that happen to go to church together. Then with the temptations being, as we move forward, to not develop any cliques, especially my gut kind of tells me the more we focus on relationships, the bigger we're going to get. Like if we focused on programs, then that's when you kind of just sort of stagnate. Focus on relationships, and that's where the growth is going to come. But then, of course, as the growth comes, you're more tempted to move into the programs. And so not that we don't want to have them, but that we don't, again, want to put our focus there. So having
at the temptation to kind of end up having cliques based upon the growth that will probably happen or continue to happen through the relationships. And then somebody brought this up, and it kind of stung a little bit, but I think it was because it was true, is the one big clique is the continued references to St. Michael. And that we're coming from that, and that we're not St. Michael's. We are servants of Christ, and we need to move. We have in so many ways moved beyond that, but we still reference that a lot as a congregation. And that maybe it's time, like, for example, on the website, to start getting rid of those because we're 2 years old and we're servants of Christ. We're not formerly anything. And then as we're moving forward, similar to most of the rest of the groups of continuing the mission partnerships, most people, actually nobody in our group really felt like there was a need for us to be exploring a physical building, at least not at this point. But for me, and continuing the mission partnerships then not only abroad, but then also with Vineyard, but just do know, Pete, that I'm with you and that that's one of the things that I really want us to focus on as a vestry is to really, okay, we're here, and then now how can we make this better for us and for Vineyard? And they seem like they're on that same page with us. So as we're moving forward, to make it feel like we're not the ones renting space necessarily and that it's just we're temporary, that we really are going to be a more permanent situation here. So. Oh, that was the last one, yeah. That then with the spiritual gifts, using everybody's spiritual gifts, not just the five or six, not the two Marys and Betty. Like, not just using their spiritual gifts, but using everybody's spiritual gifts. And so that everybody feels like they can be a part of the different opportunities that are there and that they feel like that we're wanting them to be a part of all of those things. So.
Gracious Lord, hear the prayers of your people, the thoughts and reflections, Lord. I give you thanks for just the graciousness of this congregation and entering into this process today. Lord, we pray that as we move forward that you might shape this conversation and that you might continue to call us to be the people you've created us to be as servants of Christ.